This is Phoenix FM.
I'm joined in the studio by the band The Antiques. Is it The Antiques or Antiques?
Antiques, just Antiques.
Yeah, yes. A lot of people do put The Antiques.
Why didn't you tell me that before I said it? Just forget that, it's Antiques. And that is Adam Nichols on vocal and guitars, Brian Daniels on bass. And is that right, Brian? Is it Brian?
Bryn.
Is that a Welsh name?
Yeah, Welsh.
Oh, for God's sake, I knew that was going to be wrong. I've been calling you Brian.
Interesting. It's fine.
We've already said that Brian is the newest member. Is he the newest member?
He's
of
the newest
band?
Member, yeah. Yeah.
And how many times have you changed around with the band so far?
Five.
We've had five complete lines.
I think they're getting a new person in called Brian. That's what it says on my notes. Sorry, Bryn. And also, we've got Elliot Yarn.
You did it.
Hey, on drums. I'm really sorry, Bryn. Now, your girlfriend's listening in, so before we even talk about the band, you better give her a bit of a shout out.
Yeah, shout out to Gemma Coleman. Or
hello, Gemma.
Jemizzle. Thanks for listening.
Now, how long have you guys been together?
Well, the band officially started probably about 10 months ago, but the lineup we have now, it's only been about a month, because obviously we've gone through so many different members.
What have you been killing him off or something? Or?
Well, we've been struggling to find people with the right commitment.
Yeah.
Because me and Elliot, this is what we want to do for a living. And we've had a few people that, they weren't really committed, so we wanted to find someone who had the right commitment, and Bryn came along.
Yeah.
You've got to mention your dad as well.
Yeah, Steve Yarnell. Big shout out to Steve Yarnell and Magic Mountain.
Available for gigs, weddings, bar mitzvahs and company dues.
Yeah,
there you go. You've just joined the band, Bryn.
Yeah.
Do you actually write as well? Because they've obviously got the songs they've written. Have you started writing new stuff together as well?
When I joined, there's three songs that they had recorded that I sort of listened to and then played to. And then sort of gradually I've just been adding in my own stuff. Sort of bringing something else to it, I think. More driving bass lines, stuff like that. But
it's weird, really, because people ask us this question a lot. Like, what are your influences and stuff like that? But we just sort of do our own thing, don't we?
I think it's because all three of us listen to different music. Like, we all sort of like the same genres, but we all have our own sort of like sub-genres, if you will, that we've been listening to. Like, especially like a couple of years ago, I was really into, like you said, The Police, The Who, a lot of 60s music, really inspired by like Keith Moon and Stuart Copeland as drummers.
Yep.
Where like Bryn's into a lot of electronic stuff. Adam was an acoustic artist for years, and I think that's how we've got our sound, is by bringing our influence from all these different genres into one. And so when we get asked as a band who our influences are, it's really hard to like name just one.
First started practicing, like, you just wanted to gig straight away, Elliot.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a perfectionist. I just wanted everything to be perfect before we started gigging. So yeah, it's so important to sound good live, because I think that's the most important thing in music at the moment.
Like the performance aspect as well. It's a different thing sounding good live, but if you just stand still and people just get bored watching you, it's all about putting on the performance.
Are you quite animated when you're playing? You know, you sort of jumping about.
Getting there. Yeah. I think we're getting there, because we've only played a few gigs at the moment. Like, we started off a bit, you know, nervous and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
the first gig where I was just moving around and then just kicked the lead out of his guitar.
He was so
nervous.
Nasty. So I was playing my guitar during the song, and then suddenly nothing was coming out. I was like, what has happened? I looked over at Bryn, and he had this look on his face. He's just yeah, we just think it's important when you're on stage to know your song so well that you're not thinking about what you're doing, so you can focus more on like your performance and that side of it.
I'm sorry I called you Brian. You don't even look like... I was like, why is a young dude called Brian? Do you know what I mean? Brian, it's a bit of an old man's name, isn't it, really? I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
I feel bad. I'll cut that out of the interview. Nobody will ever know. There'll just be a gap.
Yeah.
Now, what's the first song? We're going to talk about the EP and also about the gig you've got coming up at the O2.
First song we're going to play is a song called Masquerade. It's our newest song, isn't it?
And who you wrote this all together?
I wrote it in my room.
Yep.
This is how we normally write songs. I write the songs in my room, and then I record it on my computer and send it to the band, and then they change it, swap things around, add their parts. So, yeah.
I think this one in particular is... it's sort of a debut for Bryn, because he's written a bass line that's changed the song completely, really.
When you're ready.
Up the
to see. How can you love something that isn't real? True love is not playing pretend. You're a fooling star and you're fooling so hard, and I am not your safety net. So come from the dark and find that lost spark before you are filled with regret. Why are you keeping up the masquerade? I need to know the truth. You need to come out. The masquerade. I need to know the truth. You need to come out from the shade.
Thank you.
You see, it seems so wicked that I'm standing there going, yoo-hoo, and it's just me, and I don't like that, because it should really be like, give yourselves a round of applause, actually. It was really good. You can add that in. Yay.